Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
We have a regular Monday appointment with the Chief Medical Officer at Northwestern Medicine Central DuPage Hospital, Dr. Kevin Most. And, Doc, the vaccine is definitely working, and now we hear fully vaccinated Americans can skip getting tested if they have received the full course of shots and have no symptoms. I was surprised, though, to hear that even if you're exposed to someone infected, they're saying now you don't need to get tested. Were you surprised to hear that edict?
Yeah, a little bit, you know, because we've always had that concern. Are you going to be potentially an asymptomatic carrier after you've been vaccinated? But it's certainly appears that you're not, or if you do, the viral load is so small that you won't be spreading it, which is the exact foundation for us saying that, you know, masks were no longer necessary inside as long as you're 2 weeks post your last shot.
The CDC and their recommendation now that easing of mask rules is going to inspire more people to get vaccinated. I hope that works. Do you think that will be the message?
You would hope. You know, I think that where we're at right now, you know, we saw everybody, I can't get a shot, I can't find a place, and now we have plenty of shots. And I think we have about three groups left, right? The I am not going to get the vaccine. They have the wait and see kind of group, and then they have the people that are looking for it to be the most convenient with some education. So the wait and see people, I would hope after the billions of shots that have been given out, certainly have said, okay, not too bad. And, you know, we're not really hearing a lot. We're hearing how effective it is and look at what's happening. So hopefully the wait and see people are now going to be getting in line. Yeah. The convenience people that want to get it from their doctor's office, or want to get it based around their work schedule, certainly we're going to have more and more opportunities for that. And then really it's going to come down to the I'm not going to get the vaccine, and you would hope that the incentive to not to need to wear a mask will push some of those people as well.
Is there any agreement among the medical experts yet as to how long the COVID-19 vaccines will provide immunity?
No, everyone has to realize, you know, it's a brand new vaccine and a brand new illness, essentially. Think about it. A year ago right now, we were just in the early throes of this. So, you know, we're looking at all of the studies. And fortunately, when we came out with the vaccine, we knew that this was going to be a new vaccine. So we are tracking this very closely. So not only are we tracking side effects and issues of like effectiveness, but we're also looking at the long-term immunity. So if you remember, probably about a month ago, we talked that Pfizer and Moderna had both come out and talked about their six-month protection rate still being very high. That information was just peer-reviewed and published this past week. So now we know that not only was it the marketing claims of the companies, but also that the scientists have looked at and said, yep, all this data is right. We're looking at least 6 months. So you will continue to see those studies come out probably over the next couple of months. We'll have a nine-month, you know, and then a year data. So fortunately, it looks like it's pretty good. But again, you know, everyone's still concerned about the need for a booster.
Right. And that's the next big question. The booster, will we need to get the same company's vaccine when we get the booster? And how often will we need the booster? We still don't know much about that, do we?
No, we don't. But if you think about when you used to get the influenza shot, right, you never asked who made the influenza shot. Because we all decided, here are the strains that we are going to put into this vaccine, and then you had multiple vaccine companies making the vaccine. So what's going to happen here is we're going to say, here's the most predominant strains that we're seeing, the B117, you know, the South African, the Brazilian, the California, whatever those are, they're going to decide these are what's going to go into that. And whether it's Johnson & Johnson, Pfizer, AstraZeneca, they're all going to make the same booster. So we'll no longer have to go, oh, well, this clinic is only Pfizer, this clinic's only Moderna. You're going to be able to go to anyone because the booster will be the same.
Does the vaccine prevent any other viruses? In other words, will the vaccine work to fight off other common, like colds or the flu bug, or is it just targeting the COVID-19 and that's it?
You know, it's a really interesting question because we don't know what's the chicken and the egg. And what I'm saying there is the coronavirus that we have, you know, that we're looking at, COVID. Well, the common cold is caused by a coronavirus. There are three coronaviruses that cause common colds, and then we have all these novel ones. Well, what happened this year? We saw colds drop dramatically. We saw influenza drop dramatically. Is it because of vaccination, or is it because of all the other social things we're doing by masking, distancing, washing our hands? We're not so sure. Well, it'll be interesting to see if the common cold comes back. How many of your listeners that are listening right now go, wow, I went the entire year without getting a cold, and normally I get two or three. So is it the vaccine that has helped us go through the cold season here this spring, or is it just all the common stuff that we've been doing?
Our Monday morning house call from Dr. Kevin Most. And the big story this morning, as you know, Doc, the CDC investigating a small number of young adults and adolescents who may have experienced heart problems following a COVID-19 vaccine. What do we know about this? And it's a relatively small number of people experiencing this, correct?
Correct. And this is not really a new story. So the CDC, now it's new here in the United States because of the age that we just expanded the vaccine to. This was noted in Israel 2 months ago, 3 months ago, that they had 62 cases out of 5 million doses where they had individuals who had what we call myocarditis, the inflammation of the heart. We're seeing a little bit of that right now. But everybody has to take a step back and understand that we see myocarditis often, and we see that for many different viruses can cause myocarditis. So really we need to look at the numbers and say, is this a causal effect? In other words, did the vaccine cause this to happen? Did the vaccine cause an immune response that caused the heart to be inflamed? Or is this a normal case? So it appears that it's probably a little bit higher. The vast, vast, vast majority of these cases will resolve on their own. It's a kind of a viral illness, just like we get a viral pneumonia or a viral bacteria, or excuse me, a viral cold. The vast majority of these are going to resolve. The numbers are so small right now that I certainly do not think that the CDC is going to take any regulatory action to stop or slow this.
So it's unclear if the vaccine is responsible, right?
Correct.
And these reports have been mostly in adolescents and young adults, more common in males than females, typically after the second dose, showing up about 4 days after vaccination. The troubling thing about this, and I'm glad you pointed out how minuscule this problem really is, you don't want to give anybody who is reluctant to get the vaccine another reason to not get it. That's scary, isn't it?
That is, you know, that's probably the one thing that we're, you know, people are saying, well, you know what, I'm not going to get the vaccine because of the side effects. And I'm like, all right, you know, everyone has to make their own decisions, and certainly you have the trade-off, right? The vaccine, what's it going to do? It's going to give me a sore arm. I may feel achy and kind of have a fever for 24 to 48 hours versus brain fog, lethargy, loss of taste and smell, shortness of breath for a long period of time, potential hospitalization. Those are the two balancing things that we need to do here. So those are who are the wait and see. Certainly you probably have seen that you have more individuals who are having issues due to having a COVID infection than anybody who's having issues due to a COVID vaccine.
Yeah, for sure. This is a really good question from a listener. My understanding is that if I'm fully vaccinated, I can still get COVID, but it would probably be a very mild illness, not requiring hospitalization or resulting in death. But I'm concerned about the long hauler effects of even a mild illness. Can Dr. Most comment about this possibility?
Yeah, you know, it's a really good question because we have seen that, and people have to understand this, the people that are getting the long haulers are people that are getting mild to moderate illness. They're not the ones that are getting into, you know, being hospitalized and put on ventilators. Now, certainly we know that this vaccine is not 100%. So it's 97, 98% effective. So 2 out of every 100 are still going to get COVID. We also know that some people are going to get low viral loads, I'll say, where the body still may test positive, but the body is going to fight it off quickly. The chance of getting long haulers in those who have been vaccinated is extremely low. You know, we haven't seen that happen. So the fortunate thing is that many people will test positive after being vaccinated, like, well, gosh, why did this even happen? And often those people are getting tested for another reason. They're either going to travel, they need to do it to go into an event, they need to do it before having a procedure. So they're walking around not even knowing that they have it. So they're asymptomatic for the most part.
Here's a question, and I'm sure a lot of people are talking about this. This listener says, I had a discussion over the weekend with another vaccinated friend who said vaccinated people should be very cautious around non-vaccinated people. In light of this way of thinking, why are mask mandates being lessened? It seems we should be still masking if there's still a risk. I'm so confused.
Yeah, and believe me, so many people are confused. And I think we said it a week ago or 2 weeks ago, you know, I almost wish that this mask mandate would have been pushed to at least like June 1st so that we could at least get some data out there and make people really start to think about it. So we kind of jumped into the deep end of the pool early. That being said, the reason that the mask mandate came off for fully vaccinated is we know how well the vaccine works. My biggest concern is individuals who have not been vaccinated and are not wearing masks now because they just don't want to. But the fully vaccinated person being around someone unvaccinated with no symptoms is, you know, very, very, very low exposure, and especially if they're being honest and they're wearing a mask. So you have to remember that the vaccine protects us very well, and really it's going to come down to the concern of the individuals who have not been vaccinated in what they want to do and look for in the future.
I want to get to this email because it's a good question. My grandchild's teacher, who is fully vaccinated, did come down with COVID. Now the whole class is in quarantine. How much at risk are these children who are not yet old enough to be vaccinated?
Yeah. So, you know, we look at children, and certainly there is a risk. There's a small risk of them having a bad infection, a big inflammatory response. But if you remember, we heard those cases early on and then really have only seen minimal cases. Kids actually appear to do very well with this. So that's the argument parents are having right now, saying, well, I'd rather my child get natural immunity and be infected than have this vaccine, which has not been tested well enough. We have to remember that natural immunity is not as good as full immunity with the vaccine. That's been proven over and over again, mainly because of the spectrum of illness. Young kids might get this illness and not have much symptoms. And then our concern is, do they build a big immune response if they were to be exposed to this in the future? So I know a lot of parents are probably on the fence here. I would say that the vaccine has proven to be very effective and very safe. And really, as we're going to try to stop the spread of this, it's going to come down to children being the spreaders here, you know, shortly as we get our vaccine rates up.
I mentioned earlier this morning that I had a little tickling in the nose, a little running nose the other day, and Grzanich scared me because he said, you could have had COVID. You've been vaccinated, but maybe you did pick up a mild case. Maybe you're pretty much asymptomatic. You better ask Doc Most about it. So what would it feel like if I got COVID? I mean, could that be it, or did I just get a little bit of a cold?
You could have got a little bit of a cold, and now I want Grzanich every morning to tell people what the pollen counts are.
Yeah, right.
There are more people with allergy symptoms.
Doc, I told him I only play a doctor on the radio, not to listen.
Yeah, thank goodness we had you on the show this morning, Dr. Moss.
Oh, Steve is a great source. He's a great person, a great newsman.
So what do you think? You get vaccinated, you still could get a little cold, or maybe you get COVID, but because of the vaccine, you don't feel much.
Yeah, both of those are very possible. And now as we start to see some of the loosening of the masking and we're not social distancing as much, expect to see some possible influenza cases pop up here. Expect to see those common cold. And like I said, you know, the biggest thing right now is we're in the middle of allergy season and the symptoms may feel the same.
Doc, thanks. Have a great day.
You got it. Take care, guys.